Well, welcome to South West Stirling, where we're at the open evening tonight, and I've been joined by Lee Childs, the CEO. Good evening, Lee.
Good evening, Alex.
So, yes, we're here at your open evening. You do these quite regular now, don't you?
We do, yeah. We have open evenings run every month to try and attract young people into the centre and their parents, just to showcase what we actually do.
Of course, engineering's a huge thing at the moment around this area with all the new things coming.
It is. You know, we're very fortunate that we're on a huge industrial park that's going to be set to grow to become the biggest in Europe, and in the coming years we've got big employers coming here such as Hitachi, which bring opportunities for the supply chain and everything else. So yeah, engineering is, it's becoming a massive thing again, particularly with the STEM agenda through the government. So yes, wanting to get lots of young people into science, technology, engineering, maths based subjects, and also the initiatives around things like women in engineering, which we're very, very passionate about. So yeah, engineering's a big thing at the moment. Yes.
Well, I mean, I've spoken to Alex earlier and things like that. I mean, when I was walking around, I think we're going to hear from Alex later, but she was saying how much she enjoys engineering. So do you think more women should get involved in engineering?
Definitely. It's something we're trying to push really hard. We're trying to change the perception of what people think of engineering. You know, years and years ago, it was seen as this really dirty and mucky environment, and engineering's not like that now. It's very technologically advanced. You know, we're using high-tech CAD systems. We're using highly precise CNC machines. We're looking at hydraulics and pneumatic systems that are, you know, that are powering all of our production facilities, you know, and then a lot of electrical, you know, a lot of emphasis on electrical circuitry now as well. So yes, there is still a need for the heavy industry, but a lot of engineering now isn't following that route, and there is a lot of technology based in engineering. So yeah, we're trying to break that perception, but at the same time, encouraging young women into engineering is an absolute must, because we want to see a nice balanced workforce between male and female workers in engineering in the future.
Yeah. This place goes back to 1967, so I mean, that means that you've been operating about 49 years now.
Yeah,
and I mean, as you look
years.
Around, you opened in September, so I mean, next year in September, that means you're going to be 50-year-old.
50-year-old, yeah.
So does that mean you're going to do a big event or something?
We'll be looking to do something a bit special for our 50-year anniversary, yeah. We were opened by Douglas Bader, who's a famous pilot from World War II. So we'll be looking maybe at doing something along the links with the RAF, because we're working closely with them on a project at the moment. But we certainly intend to do something quite big, and to celebrate the success of what's been passed in the centre and what we're looking to do moving forward.
Now we're talking to Tony, who of course is a tool making, well, your VTA, you teach it, don't you, Tony?
I absolutely do, yes.
Fantastic. I can see around us that you've got quite a few apprentices here tonight on the shop floor.
It's a practical sort of course. We're doing a performing engineering operations, which is a practical course, whereas you spend 12 weeks on three sections. Tool making, we have three disciplines. We've got bench fitting, where we learn how to use all the tools, health and safety, and read instruments, precision instruments, using and marking out. From there, we come on to turning, where you've got to learn to use a lathe carefully and safely, of course. From there, we go on to milling. And again, health and safety is our biggest priority, so health and safety is the first thing on there. And then from then on, we make a project.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a lots and lots of practical work in here.
So is there a classroom-based side of things, or is it?
Yes, we do classroom work, and it's intermingled with it. It's the old VRQ, it's QETI qualification, and it teaches the metrology and this sort of stuff, maths, science, and what have you, technical drawing.
Yeah.
Yep,
it's absolutely fantastic, isn't it? Because, I mean, you get to use all these big machines, and it sets you up for life, really, doesn't it?
Well, it's just good basics, a very, very good grounding. Very good ground. I mean, I came here in 1974,
yes,
and I learned all these same things. Now, you know, we've got CNC, computer numerically controlled machines, and CAD and what have you, but everybody that's employing apprentices wants them to learn the basics first, the likes of how to measure correctly, how to mark out, how to read drawings, how to use the machines, you know, how a tool works, how the machine actually works before it goes behind a cupboard.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
So need the skills.
And now we've been joined by Kirsty, who, of course, if you want to get involved in South West Stirling being an apprentice, you come to Kirsty. Hello there, Kirsty.
Hi there.
So how do people get involved?
Right, what we do is I tend to work out a lot in schools and in the community, but the main point would be to apply via our website, where you can apply via the application form. And we also do a lot of advertising for current vacancies on the National Apprenticeship website. And then what we do is we invite you along to an open evening like tonight's event. We do them every month, And that's an opportunity for you to come in, have a look around the centre, speak to the tutors, and also some of our apprentices are here for you to chat to as well.
Why should people choose to come to South West Durham?
Well, we have a very good success rate with getting people into jobs. We tend to do a lot of major recruitment for some of the bigger companies like Hitachi, Cummins, 3M, Glaxo, but then obviously other companies as well. And they're able to experience what it's like to actually leave school and go straight into a trade instead of sitting at a desk for the next couple of years. They're actually gaining money, earning money while they're actually here.
So do you think more women should get involved in engineering? Of course, that's what people have been saying, because it's National Apprenticeship Week. So what do you think of that?
Definitely. The feedback that we get from employers is that they do actually, the women that they do have in the industry are just as good as the men, if not better in some cases. They do have other skills, a different skill set completely. But the women that we do have reported back and, that they've got some really good jobs as they've progressed after they've left here and they've gone into management. It's not all about getting your hands dirty.
Yeah.